The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. And we're still here.
And we are here again on Thursday morning. Good morning, everyone. Hope you have your coffee or your tea or your juice or your omelet or your toast, or maybe you're just riding in your car. Maybe you're at work. But we are Stuff. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
89.7 FM WTBR. And here's our disclaimer. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we have our new station in there.
Yeah.
Which is?
WSBH. No. WSBR. I'm so sorry. Yes.
And it's what number?
88.1.
That's in Lee, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Welcome to
yes.
Stuff.
Yay!
So hopefully you have a good question for us.
I do. I have one false, two true.
Okay.
Number one, approximately 1 million people in the world watch the Times Square ball drop. Number two, in Japanese culture, eating long noodles on New Year's is believed to guarantee you a long life.
Oh.
Number three, ball drops were around long before the annual Times Square ball drop.
Oh, we talked about that a little bit on another show, I think. Okay, one of these is false.
One.
Which means two are true.
Yes.
All right. All right, so the advice that I have for you today, this is from a woman called Jennifer Suzukawa Singh of New York City. And she says, shake my tree. My mom advised, you never know what will fall out. Put another way, it never hurts to ask. I shook the tree this year and some great things came about. A new mentor, a penalty waived for a late submission at work, and a free plate of Zeppels. What's a Zeppel?
Never heard of it.
It's a Zeppoles.
F?
A Zeppel.
F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
Okay.
It's a Zeppel. She got a free plate of them, and it must be something awesome because she was really excited about it.
Zeppoles.
She says that by shaking the tree.
Fried dough food. I like those.
Yeah.
You get them at craft fairs.
At
just regular fairs.
Oh yeah. Like fried dough with the confectionery sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or cinnamon and sugar on it, even better.
I looked it up on my phone and it says Zeppel's near me.
Does it really?
So I gotta do it to find out.
Where can we buy
There's places in Dalton.
No.
It's a pizza place. Vivaldi's Pizzeria in Pittsfield, Pizza Hut, fried dough.
Fried dough.
That's what it is.
It's called pizza. Zeppel.
Yep.
Fried dough.
There you go.
We're just hungry today, as we are every day when we come in here. But sometimes, yeah. We just want to let you know, sometimes we're in here for 2 hours because we record.
Double.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to be away or whatever. So this happens to be one of those days where we've already been here for an hour.
Yeah.
And this is our second hour, and we're getting hungry and hungry. Because
we keep talking about food.
We do. And we do want to mention something. We did ask for any one of our listeners to bring us a pound cake on a previous show, frosted with
chocolate frosting or butterscotch, either one.
Never had pound cake with any of those. I've just had pound cake.
Or have it hot with butter melted on it.
Oh, yes.
Slice it like toast.
Yes.
I'm getting really bad. Oh, my God. I'm getting those jelly beans.
Oh, yes. We did talk about jelly beans. Oh, we did. We did. We did.
I got geography quiz questions and okay. A couple of other things. What you got?
I just have some things called 17 things Americans are exhausted from hearing constantly.
Oh, tell me. Tell me.
So here's one. Why don't you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, so if anyone out there has never heard that, that's a very common...
You're lucky.
Oh, yeah. It's when, you know, things may be tough right now, and you may be struggling, and somebody will look at you and say, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. And
can I ask you a question? Is one of them put on your big girl pants?
Oh, I don't know, but that's another one.
Uh-huh.
Just... suck it up and put on your big girl pants.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Yeah, no. So this says, this phrase might sound motivational, but it often oversimplifies real struggles that people face every day. It assumes that anyone can overcome challenges with effort alone, ignoring systematic issues like poverty, discrimination, a lack of access to resources.
Food.
Emotion, hurt.
That's a lot.
Many Americans are already working hard.
Don't ever tell anybody that.
Don't ever tell anybody that.
No.
Or put on your big girl pants.
Right. Greenland. Now, this is something everybody should know by now. Greenland is a territory of what country?
The United States.
No.
Well, I think I think I'm caught up in the news lately because I know, no, it's not.
But people want it to be. Certain people want it to be.
Right. Greenland is a territory of Canada?
Denmark. And they wrote a... No, let's not get into politics here.
Okay. Well, you can say it in a good way, right?
Well, he wrote a bad letter to
somebody. Yeah.
It's not for sale.
Yeah. That's summing it up pretty well.
Yeah.
It's not for sale. So here's another one, especially to a teacher.
Okay.
What do we say to teachers?
My dog ate it.
No.
No?
Must be nice having summers off.
I've never said that to a teacher.
I have heard that said. Must be nice to have summers off. For teachers, this comment is not only frustrating, but it's also dismissive of the dedication and hard work their job requires.
They have to prepare.
Mm-hmm. They have long hours during the school year, emotional investment, and financial sacrifices. So in the day when we were kids, teachers only did things like, you know, little things. Like they'd bring in maybe Tootsie Roll Pops, or they'd bring in little things, because everything else was provided. And I know that as far as material for school, and I know we as kids would go, our parents would buy us a little school box and we put our pencils in it for school, a little ruler. But now I think teachers buy a lot of their own supplies that they want to use in the classroom. I think.
I'm just going to let you.
Many educators use summers to prepare for the upcoming year. They attend professional development or they work on side jobs because they need to make ends meet. Did you ever have a pencil box?
Oh, I did, yes.
Did you have the cloth, the kind with a zipper, or the kind that's a box?
The zipper.
I think I had both.
Yeah.
I always thought that was so cool.
Did you have a lunch pail?
I did.
Yeah.
With the thermos?
Yes.
With the screw on top that you poured the soup into, the plastic. I think about that. It's so...
We're still doing food.
I know.
Okay. Baja California is part of what country?
Baja
California.
California?
Is part of what country?
The United States.
No.
No. It's Mexico?
Yes.
What?
Baja California.
Is part of Mexico?
That's what it says.
Isn't that interesting? Why is it called California?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because it's next to California, maybe?
I don't know. That's a surprise to me. So here's one. Back in my day. Back in my day.
Say that with a straight face.
Back in my day. This nostalgic phrase often comes across as dismissive, especially when used to criticize a younger generation.
Okay.
Times have changed, and younger people are navigating unique challenges like rising student debt, housing crisis, climate concerns, constant comparisons to the good old days.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Back in my day, that was the Oh, okay. Mm. That's
it can
what you
be
shouldn't
really
say.
Dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, back in my day, I walked to school uphill, going to school, and
four
uphill coming
snow.
Home, and 4 feet of snow with no boots. You know, it's kind of it would
it's
make
ridiculous.
A teenager, I think,
roll your eyes and just
and walk away.
Yeah,
or just not even want to talk anymore.
Well, they'd be in the right.
Mm-hmm.
The because, teenager.
Yeah, you don't. I don't think that that's a good thing to say. I mean, I can think of if you say it in like funny, oh, hey, back in my day, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe what I had to do.
Well, that's fine for your day but because it's not the same as this day.
No, and I think if it's said in a fun way,
it's fine.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
True or false?
Mm.
Historically, Istanbul has been known as Byzantium and Constantinople.
True.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's true.
You're hitting a lot of them today.
I guess. And there's a whole story behind that that we don't have time for. Do you have more information about that?
Nope.
Okay. Has anyone ever said to you, you're being too sensitive?
Yes. Oh, that made me so angry.
Shivers up my spine.
And then usually they say it to women.
Mm. Oh. When someone shares their feelings or their concerns... Telling them they're too sensitive is dismissing and invalidating.
Oy, oy, oy.
This phrase often shuts down important conversations about boundaries, respect, personal experiences, concerns, sadness. I mean, it can go on and on and on.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I remember a long, long time ago, I heard a friend of mine lost her father, and I think he was only in his 30s.
Oh.
He had a heart attack. And I remember going up to my friend and hugging her, and she was crying. And I said, oh, don't cry. And I was a kid. And this lady said to me, no, let her cry. That's part of her pain.
Right.
And
right.
I never, ever forgot that.
That's a good point. That's
never
a very good
forgot
point.
That. So I never tell people, don't cry, or don't feel that way, or why do you feel that way, or... Or,
your feelings are your own.
Or you're being too sensitive. You can word it in another way that doesn't make it sound invalidating or dismissive.
Yeah. Because once you tell somebody something like that, they're thinking, well, am I?
Right. And don't I have a right to be feeling this way right now?
Or how can I change so I'm not sensitive?
Right. And couldn't they have said something that might have been encouraging or empathetic?
How many artists would we have lost?
Mm.
Creative people because of that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, name one of two countries in the world that begin with an A but doesn't end with an A.
Oh. Oh, wait, Antarctica's not a country, right? It's a continent.
But that ends with an A.
Well, it ends with an A. It doesn't end in an A, and it's a country.
Uh-huh.
It's a country in Antwerp.
Is that a country?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
No, it wasn't yesterday. It's not today, and I don't think it will be tomorrow, regardless of anything.
Okay.
What are they?
Afghanistan, Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed to say I've never heard of Azerbaijan.
You've never heard of it?
Ashamed to say. Where is it? I'm just putting it out there. Azerbaijan.
Look it up.
Azerbaijan.
Look it up.
It sounds like something that you have physically wrong with you. Oh, my gosh. I have an Azerbaijan. I've got to take an antibiotic. Oh, my gosh. No, I have
That's
heard
what my mother always said. That's once that got old.
What?
Look it up.
Oh, yes. I know. Hey, people, listen.
But you do learn better.
Well, you know, though, that is an interesting thing that you said, because I think that has to do more with relationship between, let's talk about a parent and a child.
Okay.
I think it's more about the connection with your child when they say, hey, mom, or what does this mean? And you sit down and you go, well, you know what? It means this. And you have this thing rather than look it up. You connect.
What if you don't know?
Then you look it up together, you know? You look it up together.
Okay.
There's a lesson. All I think right. There's a lesson there. Have you ever heard anybody say it's all in your head?
Oh, all the time. Because it is.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. What a dumb thing to say.
But you know.
What a dumb thing to say.
I'm glad it's all in my head.
Well, I wouldn't want it spilling out. Well. But maybe that'd be cool. Because you've got a lot of good stuff in your head. It'd be really cool if it just spilled out.
But I lose a lot of it, too.
Well, I know. Well,
the older you get, you know.
Yeah, well,
kind of thing.
Well, put on your big girl pants. So it says when people open up about, let's say, mental health issues, hearing this phrase, it's all in your head, feels invalidating and harmful. It implies that their experiences aren't real, they're not significant, discouraging them from seeking help.
I take back everything I just
said. I know. With growing awareness of mental health, this outdated comment ignores the importance of addressing emotional well-being with care and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a whole therapy show. Oh, my gosh. I wasn't aware.
What country's national anthem was composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
Repeat that.
What country's national anthem was composed by Mozart?
Germany?
Where was Mozart from? You don't remember.
I don't remember.
Austria.
You know, I knew. I went to Germany with my mother. We went to Austria and Bavaria, and I knew I went to his home.
Whoa.
On a tour.
Cool.
So when I thought of it, I thought Germany. That's why Germany came up. And it was very cool. And it was plain.
Were you born rich?
No. This was in my 30s. My mom took me on.
Oh, but wow.
Yeah. And it was a very unimpressive home. It was three flights up. It was in an apartment.
Huh.
Yeah. Not prestigious.
Wow.
At all. Very cool to be there. Bake fish in parchment paper. Yes, indeed. We are back to talking about FOOD, food. Bake your, because the other stuff I was done with,
and it
was deep. It was getting kind of heavy. Cooking fish in parchment is healthy. It is mess-free. It's a great technique that seals in flavor. As you bake the packet, the fish is delicately infused in whatever ingredients you add to it.
Have you ever used parchment?
I have not. I have parchment, but not baking fish, and that's a good idea.
What would you use it for, then, if you...
I bought some a while back because I was baking cookies, and it said to put them on the cookie sheet on top of parchment paper. I think they were meringues, so they wouldn't stick to the cookie sheet.
Did it work?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Meringue.
I know. We're hungry.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I have parchment paper. I could do this.
Yes, you could.
Mm-hmm.
Which U.S. state has the longest coastline? This is a geography quiz, by the way.
I love it. It's fun. Which has the longest coastline?
Yep.
Florida.
Eh.
Oh, it's not California.
Eh. Alaska.
Oh, I didn't even think about Alaska.
Don't worry, Alaskans.
I'm sorry, Alaska. Nothing personal. No, nothing personal. Because it goes all the way. That's why I thought of Florida, because it goes all the way around. Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Give us another one. I like these. I feel like I'm in school.
This country has the greatest number of islands.
I don't know.
Finland, with guess how many islands?
116.
179,584.
Wow. I wonder if they're all habitable or inhabited.
I got to look that up. That's amazing.
You know, wouldn't it be cool to go to Finland? Just to go and see it?
Yes.
And meet the people? Do they speak English?
Probably every country in the world speaks English.
Yeah. Finland.
If you have to.
And Holland. Holland would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between Holland and the Netherlands?
I don't know. Well, you're asking me? I didn't know that other country you were talking about that obviously.
Azerbaijan.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, freeze your ginger root. So if you buy ginger root, and as you know, it goes bad quick.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like anything you put in your refrigerator. It kind of starts to shrivel up and die.
Oh.
So it says here, when you are finished grating your ginger, freeze the leftover root in a plastic container or resealable bag. No more shriveled ginger in the produce drawer. That's what happens.
The only ginger I can eat is sugared ginger.
Oh, isn't that yummy?
It is.
Do you just put one whole piece in your mouth and chew it up like gum?
Yes.
Like a jelly bean?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, we're doing it again.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay. besides Antarctica, which continent doesn't have a rainforest?
Which continent doesn't have a rainforest? North America?
Da-da-da-da! She's getting good, ladies and gents.
Mm-mm-mm. So, decorate your cookies before you bake them.
Yeah.
For bakery-style decorations, place cutouts on the baking sheet and then fashion the cutter over each cookie as a frame and carefully top the sprinkles or the colored sugar. Bake as you normally would, and your cookies are presentable straight from the oven. So you cut out the cookie in the dough.
Yeah.
You put it on the cookie sheet, but you leave the cookie cutter, the metal cookie cutter, around the cookie.
Right.
So it forms a wall. And then you pour the sprinkles in and they won't fall on your cookie sheet.
But you take off the cover, don't you?
No, you
bake it with
the cookie cutter around.
What if you've got 30 cookies?
Oh, wait a minute. If they're raw cookies, I wonder if you could slide the metal cookie cutter off and they would it would stay.
It would stick.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Huh. Try it. Let me know.
I don't bake cookies. I only at Christmas time with my daughter.
Can't
so I'll tell
pretend.
You in a year.
I'll remind you.
Yes,
of
we
it.
Can pretend.
This just in, we just baked cookies and it works.
That's it. It's over. You pretended and it's done.
No.
Okay. All right. 1 year.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the lowest point on the Earth's surface.
Lowest point. That include water? Does that include water? The lowest point. Does that include oceans and things? Bermuda Triangle? Does that, 'cause that's low. Because there's ships down there that are gone. The lowest point on the Earth's surface is the middle.
It's what?
The middle.
It's actually the Pacific Ocean.
It is an ocean.
Yeah.
Darn it. I should have just grabbed an ocean and said it. Well, I did. I said the Bermuda. So the Bermuda Triangle is...
Not the answer.
No. But it's in the Atlantic. Isn't it the Atlantic? Down there? Oh, I think I might have won.
I don't know.
Is Bermuda the Atlantic Ocean? Yes, it is.
I think it is. So you would not have won.
I no.
Because it was the Pacific.
Pacific? Oh, it was Pacific?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Atlantic.
So since when does Atlantic sound like Pacific?
I know, because, well... Because that's just what happens in my brain.
Okay.
Yes. Homemade. So, no, I don't want it. That's not a fun one. I needed this yesterday. Are you kidding me? So, Mark and I went to a cooking class. We learned how to make French onion soup the right way. Mark made it yesterday. It was very salty.
Mm.
And I said, you know, there's a way to fix this. So
potato.
I put a potato in it.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work, but I don't think I cooked it long enough because the potato didn't get soft.
Oh, okay.
Rescue a salty soup with raw apple or potato. I have an apple. Ah! Next time you oversalt a soup, toss in a few wedges of raw apple or potato, simmer for 10 minutes, and discard the wedges to get the flavor back to normal.
When you used the potato when it didn't work, was this, how big was the potato?
I cut it up into chunks like the size of a, I don't know, ping pong ball.
Hmm.
Apple.
That would make it sweeter too, wouldn't it?
When this happened yesterday, we asked Alexa what to do, and she said you can put some lemon in it. Or you can put some vinegar in it.
Ew.
To mask the salty taste. But I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to ruin the taste of the soup, which actually was really good other than the fact that it was a little salty. But raw apple. So for those of you who didn't know about the raw apple, there you go.
Which actress appeared on the first cover of Playboy?
Marilyn Monroe.
You're just going like crazy, man.
I don't know
You're
what it
in
is.
The zone.
I don't know what's happening. I still don't know that country, though.
Well, you look it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Cut a bell pepper without waste. Skip the mess when you're slicing a bell pepper. To cut bell pepper efficiently, start by cutting off the green stem, then cut that pepper into 4 pieces before you open each section. The seeds will be easy to clean out and the pepper's ready to go for all the best.
So bell you cut it from the top?
Recipes.
You just down through the top?
I'm not real sure. Okay. You cut off the stem, then you cut. So does that mean you cut the stem off or you cut the piece of the pepper that is attached to the stem? I'm trying to picture it in my head. So you cut off the
top.
Well,
it's got the like the bulges on the top.
Yes, cut that off like you're going to stuff the pepper.
Yeah.
And then I think you slide the knife down around the outside and pull it away, and all the seeds and everything stay in the core. I'm going to try that.
Huh. Have you been writing all this down? Because you've got a lot of stuff to try.
No.
Which award-winning actress named her baby boy Phineas?
Phineas. I don't know. Madonna?
I think I lost the...
Oh, no. She lost... I think she has lost the answer.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Julia Roberts.
You know, I actually thought of her, but I couldn't think of her name.
The only thing I could think of when I think of Julia Roberts is the size of her mouth.
The size of her mouth?
She has a very large...
Oh, you think?
Wide mouth.
Oh, I think she's just beautiful.
She is gorgeous. But I remember this guy, I don't remember which guy it was, but he was complaining. He had to kiss her in a movie, and her mouth was so...
And you know what's really funny is that she's always had that mouth.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Wait. I don't think her mouth is like that because she's had injections or anything.
No, I think this is normal.
This is her real mouth.
Organic.
Organic. Organic mouth. Yeah. I like the name Phineas. It sounds Irish.
But what would you... I thought it was Greek. I don't know.
Phineas, maybe.
What would you call him?
Maybe.
Finn?
I don't know. You need to do your answers before... Are we taking a break?
Yes.
We are. Okay. Just so confused when we do two shows together.
Just a regular break.
Phineas.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And in case you didn't get that.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
There, you got that? Okay,
there you go.
Good.
You got that? So I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we do this show called
Stuff.
Every
and there's
Thursday.
A reason we named it Stuff.
Yes, why?
Because we never know what stuff we're going to talk about.
We don't. It's the perfect name. It's the perfect name. Stuff.
Okay.
All right. Juice. Oh, you need to give us our clues.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. One false, two true.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 1 million people in the world watch the Times Square ball drop. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, in Japanese culture, eating long noodles on New Year's is believed to guarantee you a long life.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, ball drops were around long before the annual Times Square ball drop.
I got it.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. I shouldn't act so confident, but that's okay. That's okay.
Which you got, the true or the false?
I have the false.
Well, if you have the false, you have the true.
Okay. Okay. So have you ever wanted to get some juice out of a lemon?
Yeah.
Well, you know what you can do?
Tongs?
You can stab it with a skewer. I always roll it on the counter, too. You can stab it with a skewer and just squeeze it. It says, you don't have to cut it. Take a skewer or a knitting needle or a chopstick or any similar tool, a screwdriver, clean it first. Poke a hole through the non-stem end of a lemon and squeeze it. And you get the juice out. But I do roll it, and I have heard people say they put it in the microwave for about 10 seconds to get that juice rolling inside, rolling.
I use tongs.
Tongs?
You put the fruit in the tong, and you squeeze the tongs shut.
Tongs or a lemon squeezer thing?
No, not the lemon squeezer, because that's like the orange thing which hurts my hand.
So it's a tong made for lemons?
No.
Or just a regular
tong? Just regular tongs.
And you squeeze them?
Yeah.
That's clever.
Because when you close it and it down, it presses as far as it'll go.
That's right. That's clever.
Okay.
But you can also make a hole.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Just make sure you clean the screwdriver.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
What is the best-selling cosmetic product in the United States?
The best-selling cosmetic product in the United States. It's either lipstick or mascara. Should I choose?
Mm-hmm.
Mascara.
Yes.
Really?
And actually, Great Lash Mascara by Maybelline.
That's the one?
That's the one.
I wonder why.
Well, it's not that expensive.
And they have longevity. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
Been around forever. You can even buy waterproof mascara, which I'm sure you all know.
Do they still work on animals?
Oh,
do you know?
I don't know. I never see an animal with mascara on, but...
No!
Cows have beautiful eyelashes, and if you added mascara, ooh la la.
Oh my gosh, you could sleep under them.
Oh, the beautiful eyes on cows. Yeah, I love that. Roast your veggies in a preheating oven. Well, this is interesting. Who doesn't love roasted vegetables?
Who doesn't have a preheating oven?
Bev, you have an oven.
It's preheating if I wanted to.
But no one likes buying and biting into a raw vegetable when expecting it to be cooked. Place a veggie-filled sheet pan in the oven while it's preheating for a more evenly roasted vegetable. So it's pre-cooking the veggies, so they're not raw in the middle.
I like that.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I often wondered if you have to preheat the oven, do you have to make sure it's preheated totally before you put your food in? Or?
Well, that's what they say. I'm a little impatient. Are you?
No, but I'm going to be.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to wait.
Because it's not really that hot while you're preheating.
Correct. So you really shouldn't put the food in, unless it's something like this, I guess.
Huh.
It just got really cold in here.
It did, because the air conditioner is on.
Oh.
I don't know why. That's why I'm glad I wore lots of clothes. Okay, what was the number one of the entire 1980s?
The what?
The number one.
Number one what?
It didn't say, but I'm going to tell you. The number one song.
Okay. Oh, of the 1980s?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I probably know the song, but I have no idea.
Physical. Gotta get physical.
Oh,
Olivia
yeah.
Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. She was adorable.
She was.
That's so sad.
Well, that's questions for trivia quiz night now.
I like that.
I have the ultimate list of trivia questions. After the...
Oh, after I tell you to have have your tomatoes with two plates. So you are going to have, not have, H... H-A-L-V-E.
Halve.
You're going to halve. Brings me right back to Michael McIntyre. That English, he's that British comedian who does silent letter day. And halve would be probably in this stand-up he does. It is hilarious. So you're going to cut, I'm going to make this simple.
Okay.
Cut your tomatoes in half with two plates. Cut a tomato right in half with the help of two plates or two lids. Place grape tomatoes in between two plates or lids before grabbing a sharp kitchen knife. Then cut across between the two for perfectly even tomatoes.
Wouldn't that squish the tomato?
Well, I think you just rest it. My plates wouldn't work because they're curved. And my lids wouldn't work because they're lids. They're not flat.
If you turned it upside down, would it work?
Maybe. Yeah.
The curved plate?
Yeah. I guess you could also use, if you have two plastic cutting boards, you could put the tomatoes on the cutting board, rest the second one on top, and then go ahead and slice through.
Have you ever had trouble slicing through a tomato?
Nope.
No. But you could add to the situation. Yeah, okay. In the movie Peter Pan, what did the crocodile swallow?
Oh, he swallowed the hand of I know you're all yelling it out. Captain Hook's hand.
No.
Arm. He didn't?
No. The crocodile swallowed an alarm clock.
What?
Don't you remember? Because every time the crocodile came close, he could hear the ticking.
Do you know I don't remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
But then again, I don't know. I think I saw Peter Pan when I was about 7. But
well, you'll have
to
watch it again.
I thought he also ate Captain Hook's...
He bit.
He bit it and spit it out.
Well, I don't know if he spit it out, but he wasn't carrying it around with him.
No, he probably didn't eat it.
It was an alarm clock.
Maybe I should watch that movie. I haven't seen that forever.
Okay.
Spray measuring spoons with nonstick spray. This is one of the kitchen hacks you'll never be able to live without. Make your life easier by spraying measuring spoons with a nonstick spray prior to measuring sticky ingredients from honey to syrup.
Like butter.
That makes sense.
It does. It drives me nuts trying to get butter off your fork onto your pancake or whatever it is you're eating.
So
it sticks to the fork.
Are you going to spray your fork?
There's so many things I can do with that. I don't even know if I've got any spray.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I should get those with the.
Oh, I have an idea. Stick your fork in a hot cup of tea, and then the butter will slide off your fork once you grab it.
Hot cup of tea.
A hot cup of tea.
Ooh.
There you go.
Now that's fabulously new.
Clean fork in the tea, and then grab the butter with your fork, and it'll slide right onto your pancakes.
Oh, then why couldn't you hold your...
Over the tea?
Fork into the gas flame or something. And do the same.
You could go get a hair dryer if you want to, you know. We could just keep going. Okay. I think it's your turn.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Which famous musician wrote the songs for The Lion King?
Oh, Elton John.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm remembering this stuff.
I just can't. I didn't remember that.
No, I don't know where this is coming from, but it's really cool.
You're very smart
today. I don't think
it's
going to last. Okay. Well, I know this is something really, I don't know. Before throwing up the paper that wraps your butter, don't throw it out.
Okay.
Opt to save them instead by placing them in a Ziploc bag in the refrigerator, then grab one to grease your pans before your next baking session. I actually knew a woman, this elderly, lovely elderly woman who invited me to her home when I was younger to make... Italian cookies.
Yeah.
And she taught me that.
She actually did that.
She did.
Cool.
I don't think I would do it because when I unwrap my butter, it's cold and there's nothing on the paper. Really?
Are you sure?
I don't think I could save them.
Some people don't store their butter in the fridge.
Well, this is true. There you go.
Yeah.
To put it in a Ziploc bag if you're a baker. I'm not a baker.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I don't use sticks anymore.
There you go. What do you use?
It's an Irish butter. Comes in a little cup-like thing.
Oh, what makes it Irish?
It was made in Ireland.
Okay.
Okay. What is the highest grossing Christmas film ever?
You're killing me here. You know you're killing me here because you know what I want it to be.
And it's not.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. It's White Christmas.
No.
It's Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
It's the inn. The
no.
inn one.
No. It's The Grinch.
What?
The Grinch.
The Grinch?
The Grinch.
I'll be darned. I wonder if it's because The Grinch is a cartoon. The Grinch is also the movie with Jim Carrey.
Yep.
And then, is there another one?
I don't think so.
I don't either. And I think there might have been two cartoons. So maybe they add them all together. That's cheating. That's cheating, just so I'm saying. I'm just saying it.
Who do you write to?
I don't know, but this is it should be It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
But we know it's not. Oh. I don't know if I even shared this with you. So this next tip says, put a fork in a potato for easy peeling. So you have your potato. You stick a fork in the end.
After it's cooked.
Nope, before. And then you peel it, a raw potato. So it holds the fork. So you don't have to hold the potato with your hand.
Oh, and get all that icky stuff off.
And maybe hit, you know, cut yourself with the peeler.
When I was in the service, I had to peel potatoes.
Oh, gosh. Did you stick a fork in it?
No, but I wanted to stick a fork in somebody else. That's a horrible job.
I can imagine how many potatoes you had to peel.
Not that many.
Really?
I used to carve it out to make chunks out of the potatoes, so there was more potato on the peel than there was.
Really? So they didn't want you to do that job any longer.
No, so I didn't do it very often.
That's the key. When you have something that you have to do and you don't want to
do it, right.
Don't do it well. So I was in North Carolina visiting my sister, and we were peeling potatoes, and I stuck a fork in the potato. We did a video.
And it worked.
Because I was showing how when you hold the potato, you could cut yourself with the peeler.
True.
But when you stick a fork in it, so as we were doing the video and I was peeling the potato without the fork, I took a chunk out of my thumb.
I think you mentioned this. Yes, and it's on film.
It is, and it was bleeding, and we were trying to keep the film going.
I'm not hungry anymore.
So I definitely would say stick a fork in the potato before you peel it.
Just don't stick a knife in it.
No.
What were the first words ever spoken by Mickey Mouse?
Wow, I don't know.
We've talked about it earlier.
We did.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
He said hot dogs.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I wonder what year that is.
It doesn't say.
I can just picture it. It's, you know, the original.
Hot dogs.
Yes. Yeah. That was really good. That was really, really good. Okay. What do I have here? You have to go and do one more. Because
okay.
I'm looking for something.
Which classic movie from 1976 was filmed in only 28 days?
Read the beginning of that one again.
Which classic movie from 1976 was filmed in only 28 days?
1976. In 28 days. It was probably filmed in one room.
It's a cult classic.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Rocky.
28 days?
28 days.
That was a good movie. Did you like it?
I never saw it.
Oh.
I know what it's about and everything, but.
Oh, it was good. It was good. Adrian!
Barbeau!
Adrian! That was a really good movie. Okay, let's see. Can I tell you here? Young adults are more likely to be living with their parents than on their own, is the statement that I have here.
Yeah.
Interesting. It says, don't have cash for rent or a down payment on a home? You're not alone. For the first time in over 130 years, more people between 18 and 34 are living with their parents, or they have to have a roommate because they can't afford rent.
Well, okay, but I told both of mine,
get out.
Pretty much. And they did. They made their own way.
It's hard now. It's really hard.
They always come back, though, for a little bit, which is okay. How many bones does a shark have?
How many bones does a shark have?
Yeah.
I don't know. Want me to guess?
Yeah.
2,000.
Zero.
The shark doesn't... Oh, they have cartilage. Is that correct?
I guess. But it doesn't have any bones at all.
The shark doesn't have any bones?
None. And it's a fish.
It must have something.
Cartilage.
I bet it's cartilage.
I betcha. And, I betcha.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting fact.
Okay.
Here's another interesting fact that we probably have heard of, but it's worth
repeating.
Repeating.
Okay.
Taking aspirin during a heart attack may save your life.
Now, see, I can't take aspirin because it gives me palpitations. So if I have a heart attack and take an aspirin, I don't think that's going to help me very much.
I don't know. But let me read this part. Maybe it will help. Taking an aspirin at the first sign of a heart attack can be a lifesaver. The drug inhibits platelets from forming a clot that can block an artery and cause a full-on heart attack. For the fastest relief and time is of the essence, chew the aspirin instead of swallowing it. Well, you can get baby aspirin.
I
don't know if they're
aspirins.
Talking about a full adult dose aspirin or a baby aspirin, which is less.
I would say full adult.
I actually carry aspirin in my car, but I thought about this the other day. It's kind of funny that this is one of the things that I read, because those baby aspirin have been in my car for a long time.
Can they still be good?
I don't think so. I think I need to get some fresh, and I don't even think...
Can they go bad?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to take the chance. So, and I didn't, I know that they say take an aspirin if you think you're having a stroke, but I didn't know for heart attack. So keep that in mind, everyone. Have a little bottle of aspirin in your home.
Sina, I knew for heart attack, but I didn't know for stroke.
Oh, well, maybe. Oh, well, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure.
I definitely am not.
But, yeah.
How long is an elephant pregnant for?
Oh. I think it's like 24 months or 20 months or something like that.
So close.
How close?
22
months.
Wow.
Can you imagine? That's a long time.
I am so proud of you today.
Well, thank you.
My goodness, you were good.
Thank you. That was fun. To learn some things and learn what I don't know.
Yeah, but you knew quite a few.
Yeah.
All right. One is true, one is false, and two are true.
Okay.
And you think you've already got it?
I think so. Maybe.
Approximately 1 million people in the world watch the Times Square ball drop. Japanese culture, eating long noodles guarantees long life. Ball drops were around before the Times Square ball drop.
I think the ball drop happened at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That was the first ball drop. Remember? Who was it? He dropped the ball.
As far as I remember, he let it go.
Theory of, what was it? He let the ball go. So that was a dropped ball. You can drop a ball if you're playing football.
I think they're talking here about the Times Square ball drop is connected to the tower, and I don't think actually that one is true.
I wrote true.
A large ball atop England's Royal Observatory in Greenwich dropped at 1 p.m. every day to help maritime navigation. Okay, so now between the two, the others.
Japanese noodles, I believe, is true.
Ah. So what about the 1 million people watching the Times Square ball
drop? Well, that would be false, because I think there's probably 1 million people in New York City, but then there's people that are watching it on television.
That's the one.
So we're talking about billions of people.
1 billion people around the world tune in.
Mm-hmm.
You did it again. You went out with a bang.
Hey, thank you for listening, everyone.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.